Along the mile, the iconic finish line for the London Marathon, a chance for some to pack in last-minute preparations. Thoughts, of course, with their fellow runners in Boston, but those we spoke to are determined they won't be frightened off from racing here on Sunday.
There's always a risk of some sort of attack, but I think London showed during the Olympics that it's well prepared to meet that kind of threat head on, and I'm perfectly confident the security services will have us in good stead.
I've been here spectating before, and the amount of people and security around is always very good.
I had a conversation with my wife last night, and she wanted me, she said, will you still do it? And I said yes, but there are reservations whether she and the children, young children, will come and watch.
It is one of the world's foremost marathons. From the very start here in southeast London, the security challenges will be considerable. More than 36,000 are expected through the start line. They're beginning to erect the temporary infrastructure to cope, not just with the many runners, but their support teams and tons of equipment. This Sunday will be Adam Simoun's first marathon. Security wasn't really a factor he'd considered before the events in Boston. He says he'll certainly be more alert now.
It's scary what happened. I thought long and hard, and I did debate whether I wanted to still take part. But for me, I want to help out the people I've agreed to help, and we'll do my utmost. Thinking about Boston as well, though, it was a terrible event.
Pounding the 26 miles through London, there are, of course, the world-famous landmarks where many thousands will gather to watch. Protecting those spectators is a difficult challenge, but London is well used to coping with huge events and heightened security.
The events in Boston were absolutely horrific, and obviously our thoughts are with the victims and their families. But in London, the police will be taking every possible precaution to make sure that both the funeral tomorrow and the marathon at the weekend can go ahead.
The ultimate destination for the runners, the finish line near Buckingham Palace, and like Boston, an area where many friends and family will gather to cheer them home, but it's another vulnerable spot.
We want people to enjoy it. It's a great example of the City of London doing what it does best, but with that comes all the inherent problems and the risks of having the lone wolf, the idiots, the feral faction, and indeed the criminals and the terrorists. So it's a big, big job to manage.
The organisers have shown their determination to press on with Sunday's marathon. There is no specific threat. And certainly it seems the vast majority of runners intend to keep calm and carry on. Mark White, Sky News.